This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. Jen is back Monday, I believe, from her trip to Hawaii and points west. In the meantime, Victoria and I are handling things with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The focus on what we are willing to do about climate change. Big conversation today with those who are for and those who are against. Those who say there is no such thing as climate change, or we're wasting our money. And then there are those who point to what happened in California over the last 25 or 30 years. When you look at the air when you land at LAX these days, you don't see what I used to see when I used to land at LAX in the 90s. Four layers of crud and from 30,000 feet to 3,000 feet, black and gray, and I can almost see it on the side of the plane. But the air and the sky is clear now, and I land at LAX. And I think that is a result of the people doing a lot of work to try to clean the air up. Some of it is hard to do. Some of it is painful. Some of it's expensive. Matter of fact, there's a poll out today suggesting that most of us are open to paying a bit more every month to fight global warming, but only a little bit. There is not, and I guess I would go around Victoria. Do you know how much it costs you a year in taxes to keep the air clean in New York City?
No, not a clue.
I asked the question because I don't know what the answer is, but I know
New York
spends a lot of money trying to keep the air clean.
I mean, I'm in New York City, so I pay New York state tax, plus we pay city tax. Mm-hmm. So the city tax goes to other things. Like, all of the buses in New York City are hybrids.
Yes.
New York is actually a very, very green city, which people don't think
Los
of,
Angeles
but we really
too.
Are.
Yeah,
yeah.
What they're using for fuel is quite responsible. Okay, I'm not going to get into the electric car thing. There's a big move now to make electric buses. But what people forget about the electric buses, electric cars, electric trucks is that in order to power these things, you've got to have batteries. And in order to run the batteries, you've got to have power to charge the batteries. So you're not really gaining anything. Because the energy that it takes, at least at the moment, the way we create energy is using fossil fuels. You don't really save anything.
But you feel better when you're on the beltway and the traffic congestion.
But you know what I find out? Now, I live right next to Santa Monica Airport, okay, which has a large private jet situation. You can go there any morning, any afternoon, and almost every car in the parking lot is a Prius or some type of electric car that they might have, and yet they're all getting on private jet planes and flying off talking about global warming.
Look at me.
Al Gore's a perfect
Drives me crazy.
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio is the worst.
Has stayed with us. He's from the I'm giving him a lot more time because you tell me that your favorite special part of the program is when Warren is here to talk about your pets and talk about pet care and to get people disgusted about things like the way dogs are killed in China. I don't even know. These guys, we were talking about this during the news. I'm not going to part. I mean, I'll just give you license to talk about it because people ought to know what's going on. The Chinese use dogs in their food and not considered a delicacy. It just is what they eat that like we eat cows over here. But yet the way they handled them before. There was something that I posted on my Facebook page, Warren, I don't know if you saw it or not, about I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, the dogs that are getting beaten up in shelters in our country. And the despicable way. I mean, I post a lot of stuff because Meredith posts a lot of stuff, and she and I are kindred spirits when it comes to this sort of thing, so I want people to see all of this stuff. But this doesn't hold a candle to what's going on in China, where they raise these dogs specifically for meat, and before they kill them, they basically
beat him to a literal bloody pulp.
Yeah, I can't imagine the things they do. In other words, the guy that's involved, Mark Chang, he was on my radio show. I did an interview with him. He's from L.A., an interesting guy, very much involved with this. It's very difficult, some of the things that he's seen. But you're absolutely right. You know, what they do is they'll burn them, they'll electrocute them, they'll crucify them, they'll boil them while they're still alive because they believe that the meat will taste better. I just can't understand. I cannot imagine how any human being can look into the eyes of a dog and just harm it or kill it or see it. I can't see anything in pain. So something's going to be done. One of the things Ching did is he brought it to the public. And now that the public knows about it, I've been talking about it, you're talking about it, it's been on some major news shows, I think there's going to be some changes. And there has to be some changes because what's going on is absolute abuse. And Doug, what you said
why
is
does
right
have
on.
To be that wrong? Why do the Chinese care what we think about what they do to their food source?
Well, first of all, just to clarify, this is one part of China. This is not all of China. And this is the specific dog meat festival, the Yulin Dog Festival. And before they started this festival, no one in that area even ate dog. So this festival is directly responsible for why people in that area now eat dog and participate in this whole thing. So last year, Change.org had a petition going, and I think it was up to more than 300,000 signatures to get it to end. So Amnesty International has been involved. I mean, there are a lot of international organizations that are trying to get to put an end to this.
It's important. You just have to remember that, you know, what happens very often when you get into situations like this, as much as I'm in total agreement with Mark Ching, what often happens, though, is you get some activists involved which turn the general public away from it. That's why it's got to be talked about properly, and I'm glad they're going in front of Congress and other places to talk about it, so the general public knows what's going on.
I 100% agree with you. Right, this is disgusting, and when I read it, I almost lost my lunch. But what is our Congress have to do with the way the Chinese run a festival and eat their food? What's our Congress going to pass
a law? Get involved in baseball? It's the same thing. They stick their nose in something and no business.
Why are we spending tax dollars for our Congress to tell China how to eat dog or not eat dog? Why aren't we just doing it as citizens?
What we should be doing is buying stuff from China. We should not be supporting the country.
Right.
Why is that so difficult for people to understand? This really frustrates.
Victoria. Don't buy your next iPhone. You're supporting dog meat.
Right. I know. You know, my iPhone's made in Japan, not in.
I know.
It's
all right somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Listen. You're all absolutely 100% right. But you're right. The public really needs to get involved. What often happens, though, is like you get people like Mark, who was on my show, and some other celebrities were on the show at the same time talking about this, and that's fine and that's dandy, and they get a lot of press, and we're reading all about it now. We're getting the press releases. They're coming out. You sent me the PR, Rich. The bottom line is, in 8 months from now, 6 months from now, we're going to forget about it. No one's going to remember it unless the public really gets active. And that's why I try to keep it in front of the public on the show.
Is there another example where world conversations have actually stopped some third world country from?
Yeah, Whaling. Years ago, Whaling was, there was just a restaurant a couple of years ago in Santa Monica that was busted for serving whale meat illegally. You can't serve whale meat.
But that's easy because they're in the United States. And
But even though, look at the whales that are being killed. In other words, if we stop supporting the country that are doing the murdering of certain animals, those countries are going to have to come around because they depend on us.
Yeah, and shark finning, that's been another big one over in Japan.
What an outrage that is.
I mean, that's
really
been terrible.
They kill the shark, they take the fins out, they throw the shark in the water, shark can eat the shark that they throw in the water.
But in a case where it has been successful, where a lot of other countries have gotten together, look at the ivory trade, that's completely, it's still not perfect, but there have been major strides made in anti-ivory trade.
The beating of the seals in Canada
absolutely
also has been slowed down a lot. But that
people can make a difference.
The elephant tranquilizer, which is 10,000 times the strength of morphine, may be making the heroin epidemic worse in our country. And they call it the elephant tranquilizer because they used to use it to tranquilize the elephants so that they could get the tusks off of them while they were alive. Because apparently when you take the ivory off of an elephant when it's alive, it's better than if you take it off them when you kill them.
What scares me is the people that do this. That's what scares me. Is anyone that can do something like that and hurt an animal absolutely makes me nuts. It makes me crazy.
One more thing here. This is sort of a warning. Normally we underscore all the great things, but I want Warren to tell us about the xylitol, which is an artificial sweetener that's now being used in the dog food and dog treats. Dogs, they're trying to get dogs, they're using, you know, dogs are like human beings. They respond, their treats are like giving them candy. And so they're artificially putting this stuff in a lot of dog treats, and it causes severe diarrhea. And apparently,
it does that in humans too. If you've ever taken too much xylitol, you know.
The big problem, though, is a lot of people don't realize what xylitol's in.
Well, look at the labels of the stuff. We tell
chewing gum. How many dogs? You know how many dogs have been sick and have died because they got into a woman's purse that had chewing gum, that had xylitol in it, sugarless chewing gum? There's so many things. There are so many different items. All those, anything sugarless pretty much has either xylitol or aspartame in it. And xylitol is very dangerous to pets. So the bottom line is, here's what I do. When I want to give my dog a treat, I make sure it's an all-natural treat. And I've convinced my dogs that carrots are made out of liver.
Yeah, I love carrots.
So I cut up these little organic carrots. I give it to the dogs as a treat. I tell them it's made out of liver. They look at me with a big smile. I say, hey, thanks for the liver. Pop, and then I say, haha, I got you, and they walk away. And I feel good because I fooled my dog. I feel a little guilty later.
All right, Warren Eckstein, by the way, speaking of that, has a fabulous vitamin and mineral line for both dogs and cats, separate line called Hugs and Kisses. Hugs and Kisses available by going to hugsandkisses.com or thepetshow.com or warreneckstein.com. But it is fabulous. Everybody I know, I advise you got want to keep your dog and cat healthy.
My dogs love them.
Hugs and Kisses. Warren Eckstein with us at 18 past.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this, do this. Find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In every state, drivers with medical issues can get handicapped signs to display on their car windshields. They are cut in the shape of a hanger, so they can be attached to the rearview mirror. But if you hang one in your car, you could get a ticket. Just as you can for hanging an air freshener, a parking permit, or a pair of foam rubber dice. Illinois police pulled over 38,000 drivers in 1 year for hanging something on their mirrors, even signs issued by the state. Instead of looking at what's on the mirror, they should look through the lens of liberty and ask if the Constitution gives the government any authority to determine whether you can have an air freshener in your car.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
It's finally fall, a time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from Vantage Hotels. Save 20% when you book a room at VantageHotels.com and stay 2 or more consecutive nights now through October 13th. Enjoy free continental breakfast and internet at most of our 1,200 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inn. Plus, you'll get instant benefits when you join our rewards program. Fall into savings this season at VantageHotels.com.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
We use mobile devices. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is musical performer Beck. Has a 13th studio album coming out. Return to what has been sort of surreal. He sounds like he's kind of surreal, Victoria.
He goes back and forth. You know, he's a really interesting, very brilliant guy. And some of his albums are trippy and psychedelic, and others are acoustic, fabulous singer-songwriter stuff. So he has such a range. No one ever knows what he's going to do next. This sounds like he's a little trippy again.
Yeah. Every time I look at this, I think of him as Glenn Beck, and imagining Glenn Beck. Or
yeah. They're very much alike.
So he's starting out on a tour tomorrow and also continuing to work on this new album. The project came about as a part of the Instagram Explore feature song premiere. What was that all about?
On Instagram, on Instagram, when you log on, there's an Explore button, and it will bring up everything that's similar to the things that you've already liked, and it's a really great way to find all kinds of videos and find new people to follow, and so he used that feature to find people to help make his video.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of artists are turning to social media for influence and for material.
Where did he get his musical chops? Where does he come from?
That's a good question. I don't know. He's been around forever.
Yeah, he's been around for,
I don't know,
15, 18 years. And
has he really?
When he first jumped onto the scene, everybody was like, wow, what is this?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like 20 years ago, Rich?
Yeah, it could be.
All right, so he's also featured on Lady Gaga's new album, which we have talked about this week. Now Lady Gaga in the music news for yet another reason. Earlier, was it last month? Yeah, last month, the producers of the NFL halftime show for the Super Bowl asked Adele if she would perform, and she said no. So now apparently Lady Gaga is in talks to play the halftime show in the Super Bowl. This will be a big gig for her, a big gig for anybody who does it.
Yeah.
51st annual Super Bowl, February the 5th. So we're talking about February already? That means spring can't be too far away, right?
Oh.
So one of the main reasons the NFL is interested in Lady Gaga is her performance of the national anthem at the Super Bowl last year for them. So she laid the groundwork. You suppose that she had that in mind? It's amazing exposure.
Well, her national anthem last year was so incredible, and there's always a showmanship aspect to everything she does, and she saluted right at the right moment when the jets flew over. I mean, it was incredible. She wore an outfit that looked like the American flag. I think that, you know, for whatever reason, the Coldplay Beyonce halftime didn't go over that well. I think the sound was a huge part
Bruno
of the problem.
Bruno Mars was in there, thank goodness.
He was in there too. But I think that Lady Gaga would just be a fabulous halftime show. She could do anything.
Well, she's got a new song out called Perfect Illusion. Is that what we're listening to, Richie?
That's it?
Yes.
That is. Yep, got it right in the... How about that for hitting the post?
There you go. You hit the post, Dudley.
Nice job.
Good job. Congratulations.
This was introduced earlier this week, matter of fact. The album was produced by Mark Ronson, collaborations with Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine, and Father John Misty. I don't know who he is. Beck is in there, too. Who's Father John Misty?
I don't know who that is, actually. But there's always somebody that Gaga pulls up that she knows, and then the person ends up being huge.
Yeah, she helps him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good for her. All right, well, who was in favor of Lady Gaga being the halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl? Raise your hands, please.
Sure, why not?
Comments, Twitter, at DJ V Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, at 28 past the hour. Yes, Doug and Victoria are on the air.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Hey guys, do you know the key to being the best dressed this upcoming fall? It's the Men's Fall Wardrobe Sale at JCPenney. Starting this Thursday, find stylish suit separates at 50% off. An easy way to step up your sport coats and dress pants game. Hurry in and stack on your savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. Get ready to create your own fall look. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 9/15 to 9/17. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Play-by-play of some guy running out onto the field, Kevin Kevin Harlan, good play-by-play personality. 35 past the hour. We're good radio personalities, if I do say so myself. DJ and V, Doug, Victoria, and Richie here for Jen Jen. There's a new pizza joint in Silicon Valley called Zuma Pizza. Zuma Pizza is unique in that it has no human beings working in the pizza parlor.
Yeah.
All robots.
They wanted to raise, huh?
Robots, yeah, right. They all, the people in the pizza parlor wanted to raise.
They protested out front and said we want 15 bucks an hour.
Okay. Now the robots make the picture, the pizza pies. They put them up online. They handle all of the money. Not how they do it, but if you, I'm sure if you Google Zuma.
I'm Googling right now.
Pizza.
Is it like kiosks, which is probably the most sense?
I mean, anything in Silicon Valley, you leave, you know, you're just open to interpretation and imagination.
Right.
It just is whatever. But, you know, the pizza business last year in our country, $10 billion spent on buying pizza.
Well, it's
year.
Delicious and it's cheap, so it makes sense.
$10 billion. Talk about that in the food news department. Also, from the food news department, you'll all be happy to know the announcement was made this morning that Bayer, the European, they're known mostly to the public as an aspirin manufacturer, but in fact they are the largest agricultural conglomerate in Europe. They were going to pay $66.4 billion to buy Monsanto. $66 billion.
Is that good?
No.
That's not good.
Neither of them are any good. Yeah. In
so there will be no change at Monsanto. It will be business as usual with Bayer behind them.
Well, what they'll do is Bayer now can control more of the seed supply. They're paying $130 a share. And so, but they pushed it up because they had offered $49 billion before, and Monsanto said no. And so the board meeting late yesterday afternoon agreed to the $127.50 a share bid, and they will save in synergy about $1.5 billion a year by putting the two companies together. There is probably not a worse, more hated company in the world than Monsanto. Now Bayer.
Yeah.
Bayer will now have that distinction. They're just people. My farmer friends who are big farmers say, what do you have against Monsanto? And I said, where do you want me to start?
Exactly.
you know, they've been trying for years, and they're successful at it, to control. They're heinous. They want to control the food supply on the planet.
Yeah, but we started it.
We started by ignorance, by not using our brains.
Well, I mean, Clarence Birdseye started the frozen food so that we could deliver food outside of our particular area. And
well, but Birdseye, that was a good thing. There's nothing wrong with frozen
and then
vegetables actually are better for you than canned vegetables. The fast frozen vegetables are much better for you.
And then we said, you know what? If we can store food and ship it, we can feed hungry people in other parts of the world. So it's okay.
Well,
and then it
that's how they go about it. That's how they sell this.
Exactly.
That's how they sell it. They're going to say,
we're
feeding
the
world.
We're feeding the world.
You're feeding them garbage. You might as well be better to eat newspaper.
Well, would you rather they starve?
Well, that's the question, you
that's
see.
That's the other argument, yeah.
Yeah. So now let's see here. Syngenta has been, this is the three major seed developers all have put their own deals together in the past couple of months. So there used to be six seed and chemical companies, and interesting that the seed and chemical companies go together. Now there are three. And the pressure on agrochemical groups, these are huge businesses, huge, not only in our country, but around the world. There's nothing good coming out of this, boys and girls, I'll tell you that. In my mind, I see nothing but bad here. So I give you that information because you probably won't hear it anyway, anyplace else. It's something that I'm close to as a farmer, and I know what's going on with these people in these companies. Just, ugh. Okay. Can I take a deep breath for a minute?
Yeah,
sure. You know, one thing, just because the American Family Farmer is something we do on Wednesdays. American farmers are in such bad shape. We're going to spend $15 billion this year bailing out farmers because of the weather, because of bad government policy, any number of things. Our policy with China, for example, the way that they manipulate the prices of the stuff, the crops that they grow, and how that stuff comes into our market, and this boob Obama wants to have a Trans-Pacific Partnership plan where we'll have all the stuff coming in from all over the world, no inspection, no supervision, no nothing, and putting the American family farmer seems to be what they want to do. I know when people say, well, why are they doing this? I don't know, but there's got to be some economic reason, personal gain, whatever it is, I don't know. But I know that what the Chinese want to do to our, to the prices of our crops, and what they are doing, is unspeakable. And American farmers are taking it in the neck. So I've said what I can say about it without my blood pressure going to 180 over 300. speaking of food, more food news days. The when you think about what your children like to eat, when you think about children being rebellious, remember when you were a kid, you said to your mother when she put peas on your plate, "I don't want those peas," and you throw them on the floor.
I still say that.
My grandson, and I hand it to my daughter. She's taught him to like all of this stuff. And that's all it takes. When you, and Richie, you did the same thing. I remember we talked about this. When your kids were small, you were feeding them veggies and stuff. And then if you feed them, they don't know the difference.
Yeah.
They don't know the difference until they socialize.
Yeah, they figure it out eventually. But still, well, my kids have a few go-to vegetables that they like, and we can cram down their throats. So we're doing okay.
All right, so there's a new study out today revealing that teenagers are more willing than ever to adopt healthy diets because it's a form of rebellion. Listen to this. Teens are not as interested in eating healthy because it's good for them. They're willing to change their dietary habits to seem cool. Scientists examined 500 students around the country between the ages of 13 and 15. And what they're trying to do is figure out how to promote healthy eating among youngsters. They want that. You know, they want to have access to that demographic. Researchers found that appealing to teenagers' sense of social justice and rebellion is more likely to inspire them to eat well. 43% of the participants who got negative information about the food industry picked unhealthy snacks. 54% of teens who got information about the benefits of eating well or no information at all ate good snacks.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
I should go to my kids, if you eat that broccoli today, you're punished, okay?
Right.
You're not going out this Saturday night, all right? You better not touch that asparagus, or I will. Oh.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think there's a lot to this, because I remember when I was in high school, we had a lot of different activist type clubs in the school, and one of them was, we supported Oxfam, and so one night a month I went to a boarding school in Connecticut, and one night a month we would do like a fast where we would only eat what was available to people in third world countries. You know, we would only have plain white rice and plain peas, and the money that we saved from not cooking dinner that night for the school would then go to Oxfam. And so in engaging kids in a social injustice and saying, this is wrong, Monsanto is wrong, Monsanto is the man, and that's the new man that we need to rail against, I completely think that this is the right attitude to take, and empowering teenagers to know things like what's going into their food and food labeling. And you know what? Get teenagers started on wanting raw milk, and you'll see raw milk back. You'll see raw milk come back in a big way. I think this is a great, I totally support this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is something, it's all psychology, but then it becomes
absolutely
healthy, and that's good. Coming up, speaking of psychology, how to pick the fastest line when you're buying at the food store, or you're going to the Target, or you're in line at the airport. There's an interesting psychology to all this, which is in our focus next.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. Since 2001, the Air Power Foundation has helped so many in our military, from the children of our fallen heroes to our wounded service members and those in our special operations community. That's why I'd like you to join me Saturday, October 22nd at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as I co-host the American Airlines Skyball, a wonderful fundraising event in support of the Air Power Foundation, our nation's oldest military nonprofit organization. The evening includes a special dinner prepared by celebrity chef Robert Irvine and finishes with a private concert by country music superstar Tim McGraw. So many in our military have sacrificed so much for our freedoms. I hope you'll consider joining us on October 22nd. Go to skyballinfo.com for more information on how you can attend and support this great event. Again, that's skyballinfo.com. Thank you.
Remember a time in this country when you would see someone needing help, and you would offer to help them with no other thought than kindness? Well, the government doesn't like that characteristic in Americans and is trying to regulate away the ability to voluntarily help your fellow man. From the Cajun Navy to rebuilding neighborhoods to cleaning graves to simply helping the person next door across the street, the government wants regulations, licenses, and fees to be involved, especially the fees. Civility has now become civil disobedience. I think it's time for the bureaucrats to go home and let Americans be what we are, Americans, who help their fellow man without thought of getting paid, getting a license, being charged a fee, and without a gun to their head. Recently in Louisiana, ordinary people took their own boats to rescue their neighbors, their pets, their possessions, because it was the right thing to do. I guess government doesn't like being reminded that it's the individual that really makes the difference. I'm Gary Rathman. This has been an Economy of 1 Minute.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, so this is very important information. This is VII.
Supposed to be.
I got you.
MIT Engineering Systems and their professor Richard Larson say that we as Americans spend 37 billion hours a year waiting in line, whether it's to buy groceries, to buy clothing, to get into an airplane. And so he's come up with some strategies for reducing the wait time, and the one that seems to be the most scientific, also the most counterintuitive: find the shopper or shoppers with the fullest carts and get behind them. That's because, according to this research this prof did, name is Richard Larson, in a grocery store line, for example, it takes 41 seconds for each person to get through. Every individual item requires 3 seconds. Every person requires a fixed amount of time to say hello, pay, say goodbye, clear out the lane. So if you opt for a lane with lots of people, they don't have many things. The fixed amount of time per customer adds up, even if you only have a few items or they only have a few items. So get into the, it's the time, the greeting time. Hi, how are you doing? How's everything? Have you got your card? You know, all that baloney that comes, where's your discount card? And so it takes the time. So if you just have one person in front of you, this makes pretty good sense.
I tried this last weekend at Wegmans down by my parents in Jersey, and I chose the line where the person had the whole conveyor belt was filled with stuff, but it was just one person. And I timed it on my iPhone, and it really, and then the next day I went back and I went to the shorter line where everyone has seven items or whatever, and it was longer on the shorter line.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house?
Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Sam Neill in the focus today because Sam is having his birthday. He's been a really solid actor through his career, somebody that you'd recognize even if when you hear his name it doesn't, his image doesn't immediately pop into your mind. The best example I can come up with isn't Jurassic Park, but as the lieutenant commander on the Red October with Sean Connery. He was the second in charge on the ship and in that movie, and he did it well until he got plugged by one of the bad guys on the ship. So
all he wanted to do was go to Montana and buy a Winnebago.
Get a pickup truck. Get a nice round American woman. Okay, good for him. All right, Chucker, so what else you got to do?
Let me just bring up Sam.
You're not going to talk about Jurassic Park again, are you?
No, I'm not going to talk about it. But first movie you probably saw Sam Neill in was the year before Hunt for Red October. He did a movie with Nicole Kidman called Dead Calm.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, I think that was Nicole Kidman's first theatrical film released in the United States, and that was probably the first time I ever saw Sam Neill also. It was a really good film.
First time we ever saw Billy Zane. I mean, he was
really
perfect.
He's
great. He's the total creep psycho, and then I'll see later why he was so good in Titanic.
I'll tell you a quick story about Billy Zane. I mean, here's a guy who's done some big films, played the villain in one of the biggest films ever made, Titanic. 2 years ago, he shot a local film here in the Poconos. It was a zombie film. They probably paid him about $100,000 for 3 or 4 days' work, and he's done a ton of work on B horror films that go direct to DVD over the last few years. So it goes to show you, you know, the ride for a lot of them is not always on the top. But
Billy Zane
is a grind.
Yeah, he's on a new show that I love called Guilt. He's on Freeform, which was ABC Family. So he's now tapped into like the much younger audience. He plays a lawyer who's a real shark. It's a great show.
Well, yeah, and it goes to show you, you know, the Tom Cruises of the world and the Mark Wahlbergs, there's very few of them. But, you know, Billy Zane's got to eat, so got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, well, if he does half a dozen of those hacker slasher movies, it may take him 3 or 4 weeks to do it, and he makes 100 or 200 a film, isn't a decent living.
You can make a nice living,
I mean, look at all those character actors. What do you suppose guys like Bruce McGill, who is usually a second in the movies that he's in or TV shows that he's in, the Rizzoli and Isles, but he's in at least 3 or 4 movies a year playing a judge or a policeman.
I'm going to say probably makes, I mean, this is just a speculated guess, it probably makes $250,000 a year on minimum, right around there, $300,000, being a character actor doing 3 or 4 spots a year. It's a good living.
I think after a minimum for something like that is about $160,000 for a movie, and in terms of what the minimum is for after at levels on TV shows, it's $60,000.
That's disgusting.
For a week.
They work 3 times a year, and the guy's going to make $250,000.
Well, that's a good list.
Speaking of somebody who hasn't worked in some time, good reviews advance for Bridget Jones' Baby. This is Renee Zellweger's first movie in 6 years. It hits theaters.
Why?
I think she decided to take a hiatus for whatever reason from making movies, but she has another movie in production, so it appears she's going to start doing movies again.
One of my mom and blogger friends, Chuck, was at the opening of that movie, and they posted pictures of her and said she looked phenomenal at the opening of the movie.
You know, see, in the clips, the trailer, she looks terrible. It's only supposed to be 6 or 8 years. I think it's 6 years later. It's 20 years later, but it's supposed to be 6. I don't know. I don't even understand why they made this movie and why Colin Firth said yes to this. It can't be good, right?
Hey, Jack.
The critics love it. They say it's the best one of the trilogy.
I think it looks like a very appealing movie. I would go see the movie.
Did you like the original Bridget Jones?
Not really. No.
It's a cute movie. What's wrong with it?
But I do like Colin. What did you say, Chucker?
You like it that much?
Yeah.
It was okay. I would go spend a couple of hours being entertained by it. The actors are appealing. Yeah, of course you would. All right. Chucker wants to be just like me when he grows up. It's 59 past the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.